This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Let me begin today by saying the Democrats cheated in the 2020 election. Yes, they did. It is a fact. It is an empirical fact. There is no mathematical standard by which the Democrats could have won this election. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, it is the Kevin Jackson Show. I say that for a new friend of mine. His name is Kevin, who said, Kev, how can you say that on the radio and not get banned? And I said, I say the stuff that people don't want to say, and I say it every single day, and I will tell you, there is no way that brain-dead moron, Joe Biden, scumbag that he is, will never be my president. Joe Biden got 12 million more votes than baby black Jesus Barack Obama did in 2008. And anybody that wants to prove that to me and can say to me, oh yeah, Kevin, I could see how that could happen, you are lying to yourself. We know that. Now, forget all the other election irregularities. I'm never going, and I don't care who it is, I don't care what jobs I lose, what opportunities that don't come my way, you will never hear from my mouth that we lost this election legitimately. Donald Trump won this election by millions of votes and then got it stolen from him, and the Democrats are so cocky about it, they say, we don't even care that you know. Prove it. So now we've got a moron sitting in the White House. And by the way, anybody who actually voted for that clown, you are a moron as well. Now, it may be tough for you to hear the truth, but this black man's going to deliver the truth to you. The party of the lynching of black people put a guy who is brain diminished in office, took out a guy who was absolutely one of the best presidents in history. They did it while making him, they hit 4 years, that man carried a 400-pound gorilla on his back in the form of Nancy Pelosi. Yes, I'm referring to her as a gorilla. Chuck Schumer, Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, the entirety of the Obama Department of Justice, the remnants of and the swamp rats that remain as part of the deep state, and he still performed like a rock star. And that's what they can't stand. They want you to recognize Biden as the true Der Führer, and then you can come into the fold. They will embrace you as their brother. Well, I don't need to be embraced. I don't need to come into the fold. See, let me explain something to you, conservatives. If you leave them, they will come after you. It is not they who rule us. They want to think they do. You ever met a leftist that was prepared to fight on their own? I'm talking about really fight on their own. Not look for to see an army standing behind them, an army of rats and miscreants. Have you ever met one? Because I've never met one. I've had death threats. I've been called out. I'll kick your butt, Kevin. And I say, I'll fly to get my butt kicked. Tell me where to meet you. And you know what they do? Oh, well, they either disappear or they want to become your friend and say, well, I was just fooling about. I wasn't really talking. Yeah, you were. You were talking smack. And as soon as I said, I'm ready to fight, you know what they do? They tuck and run. Let me tell you the other thing they do. They only fight with your money. All these crazy policies that they say work, you know why they work? Use my finger quotes. They work because they don't use their own money. See, when you have an unlimited source of funding and you can fund insanity to the way that it goes, it works. Ask any businessman would they apply the principles of leftism to run their business. Hey, how's that working for you, Sears? JCPenney? Others? How's that working for you? The companies that are successful, let me just break it down for you, America, are the ones that don't have to pay attention to EEOC and all this other nonsense. They don't have to hire a certain number of Guatemalan midgets. They don't have to hire a certain number of Latino nuns or whatever. They just go out and they look for excellence. Isn't that what America was built on? Excellence? Somebody doing a craft, the cobbler, the you know, the metal worker, whatever, I don't know, the guy that made the horseshoes, what do they call them? I don't even know. What do you have producers for, Kevin, if they can't fill in the gaps for you when you're missing your words? That's what I say, old man. Anyway, look, whatever your task was, if you were a farmer, you were a rancher, you were a cattleman, whatever it was, the way we built stuff, the way this whole thing evolved, was somebody getting good at that and other people filling in the gaps. Maybe they weren't great at something. Maybe you were just an okay seamstress. But you can make your own kids' clothes or whatever. That's how we evolved. Yeah, well, anyway, we got, talk about devolving. Think about this. We replace a Wharton grad, self-made billionaire, who's got an iconic brand, went on to be another career to become a reality TV star, became president against all odds, with a guy who's a 47-year waste of space politically, who has offended every minority group on the planet. I used to go to the black sections of my town, and I would lecture black men on it's okay to wear a condom, and black women on it's okay to say no. So black men are just a bunch of rapists running around wearing condoms, apparently, or not wearing condoms. And black women can't say no, because, boy, they got to have the, you know. So the point is, that's who we replaced Donald Trump with, was a moron, who is a plagiarist, a liar, and who is in the pocket of the Chinese. And we can't talk about it, because social media will cut us off. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make you guys a prediction. 2 to 5 years, you won't even give a crap about Facebook, Twitter, Google, or any of them. I want to make you that prediction right now. I used to be a management consultant to the largest companies in the world, and I know when the writing's on the wall. See, here's what the Democrats can't make you do. They can't make you stay on Facebook. They can't make you stay on Twitter. They can't make you use Google as your search engine. They can't make you vote with your dollars where you choose not to. They can try to confiscate them. Well, guess what happens when you take away the power of social media away from in the hands of a few people, the Sergey Brins of the world, the Zuckerbergs of the world, the Dorseys of the world? What happens to them when their voice goes from powerful and these systems go from powerful and they're worth hundreds of billions of dollars and it goes down to nothing? And there's a power shift and suddenly all the media that's fit to print is coming from the other side. I don't know who's going to be the ultimate winner. Talk to some amazingly astute gentlemen, Jeff, Randy, and Kev, and even my friend Henry, the blind Melagellan. And we were talking about this stuff, and I think we fixed the world. We know what to do, man. We solved our problems in a dinner in Florida. Anyway, I got to take a short break. We'll be back. Keep it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-800-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
No amount of media will change what I feel about the Democrats and Biden. No amount of pressure will break me. I will support the efforts of Donald Trump and his 4 years of amazing service to this country, the legacy of the federal courts and the Supreme Court and all the district courts and all the other courts that he influenced that are going to really make the impact. That's what presidents really leave behind. We've got a 5-4 Supreme Court. Yeah, I didn't say 6-3. I said 5-4 because Roberts is not a pure conservative. But you know what I really like? I like the 80 million plus fire-breathing patriots that came out of the Trump movement, the MAGA movement, the America First movement, the movement that I was birthed into when my DNA was assembled on terra firma in the great old U.S. of A. I don't like it. I love it, love it, love it. Uh-oh. That's right. I don't like it. I love it. And you know what I love about this so-called loss, and I use my finger quotes, what I love about it is what it brought out in you. It brought out the beast in the conservatives. Good for you. Good for you to finally get, I mean, Trump brought that, put that fire in your belly. Don't misunderstand me, but it was already there. It's always been there. That's what this country delivers. And it delivers it for everybody. There is nobody that complains unless you are just a piker. If you're black and complaining in this country about, oh man, I can't get no fair shake, it's institutional racism, you're just a lazy mofo. You're a lazy Negro. That's all it is. Just admit it, man. Come on, colored man. Admit it. You're just lazy. As Chris Rock would say, and I can't get into it the way he would say it, but there's N-words and there's N-words. Okay? You know what I'm saying? There's the dude that's your boy. He's got your back. And then there's that dude, man, that you're like, oh, nobody wants to be around that clown. And let me just put it to you, to these delicate people out there listening to the show going, did Kevin just say the N-word? Yeah, I said N-word. What's up, my N-words? See, it doesn't matter. You still get it. See, N-words come in all colors, all shapes and sizes. And they're the people that want to demoralize you. They're the people that want you to feel bad because you were born with white skin and claim you have some kind of privilege. You know what? Let me tell you what the privileges are in America. The privilege in America is being born an American. That's the best privilege. And then you get dealt a series of hands. Sometimes that hand is really a good hand. Maybe you're born into wealth. Maybe you're born with parents, both of them. Maybe you're born with parents, both of them, who are actually smart, or they taught you work at, they spent time with you, they cultivated you as a child. Or maybe you're like me. You were born with a father who was a scoundrel who went to prison in San Quentin, and a mother who died before I turned 5 years old. And you know what it did? Both of those things strengthened me in ways I cannot tell you about. Would I, if you said to me, Kevin, I can see the whoever the birth angel is, and he comes to me and he says, hey, Kev, listen up, would you rather be born with two parents that are moderately, you know, have some money and, you know, can get you the things in life that you want and they're staying together and they're going to teach you about life? Or would you rather have your mother die before you turn five and your father be an inmate in San Quentin? What do you think I would have chosen? I would have chosen to have two parents, loving parents that, you know, died later in life, but it taught me a lot of other stuff. But I didn't get that. But I'm cool. I'm cool with it. What's the government going to do? Hey, Kevin, listen, we know that your daddy's in prison. We're going to get you a new daddy. And your mama died before you were five. Here's your new mammy. Right. Really? No. You're dealt into your circumstances. And thank God I wasn't born Mbuku on some freaking African, in some African country whose my mother died before I was five and my father was killed by a lion or something. I don't know, but I'm just happy that my DNA was assembled here in America where I could actually do something with my life. Hey, the next generation of kids with this demented clown of a president, and he will never be my president, but the guy Joe Biden, the crook, the guy that's running a RICO organization that made his family rich with the Chinese and with the Ukrainians and a bunch of other countries, that clown, I don't recognize him. Never will. They're going to have a tough time. The kids coming up in this generation won't even know what America's about. Best thing we can do for these kids is show them America the way we see it. And let me tell you something, conservatives. Here's what bugs me about you. I'm going to lecture a little bit. We're all in it together, and I love you, but let me just tell you this. You better start selling what conservatism means better than you do. I was talking to these buddies, these new friends of mine. I met through one of my business partners, a guy named Trey. Love that dude like a brother. But let me tell you, I'm talking to these guys, I'm saying, what can you not sell about our lives? Look, we struggle. We got relationship issues. We got children's issues. We got job issues. We got family, other family issues, extended family issues. We got health. We got all the issues of the left. We just know how to deal with it. We have an ethical core that says we know when we're screwing up or whatever and the consequences, et cetera, and we're willing to deal with the consequences, and we try to deal with them as ethically as possible. That's it. We're no different than these clowns over there that want to put Miss Captain Demento into the White House. We're just not nearly as ruthless. But they're going to find out. We can be. No amount of media will change what I feel about Captain Demento, the Democrats in general, Barack Obama, name it. Comey. Comey's a crook. All the Democrats that work for Barack Obama, and many of them before that, they don't care about this country. They don't care about black people. They don't care about Latinos. They don't care about women. They don't care about the LGBT or anybody else. They're not going to break me. Fox News tried. Hey, Kevin, listen, we don't like that tweet that you put out about the Kavanaugh accusers. You call them lying skanks in your tweet. You need to take it back. I ain't taking it back. The Kavanaugh accusers are lying skanks. Men need to be protected as much as anybody else. I was in a meeting with some buddies of mine. One of my friends, I won't say his name, but he went through a divorce that no man should go through. It's pathetic. His ex-wife should be in prison for the things she's done to this man. And you tell me that the world doesn't have some skanks? Sorry, I know too many of them. So Fox News says, you just capitulate, Kevin, and then things will be okay. No, Fox, I'm not going to do it. I have principles. I ain't perfect. I don't profess to be. I'm as flawed of a Christian as you can find. But I admit it. But look where I am. I'm doing great. God blesses me every single day. But look at Fox. They're looking. They're out there, man. They are throwing. Talk about the million monkey theory. They're hiring everybody. They don't know what to do. Because those clowns have blown it. But we haven't. We have an opportunity. And I'm going to tell you all about it today. Hang in there.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is not happy with some of the 40 executive orders signed by President Joe Biden in the last 9 days.
There's nothing green about a tsunami of pink slips for American workers or carting Canadian crude around in trucks and trains.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor Friday. The White House coronavirus response team is keeping an eye on the still rising coronavirus death rate in the United States. CDC Director Rachel Walensky also notes that the virus mutations that they have forecasted are starting to spread.
We expected this, and this is why I feel compelled to underscore for you the need for each of us to remain steadfast in our commitment to taking all of the appropriate steps to protect ourselves and our communities.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The new Biden administration is looking over the tense situation with Russia. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirming that President Biden called on Russian President Vladimir Putin to release Alexei Navalny.
As we have publicly, as our team has repeatedly called for through the course of the last several weeks. In terms of the specifics of the conversation, I don't have any more details for you on that.
Nicole Phelps, wife of swimmer Michael Phelps, says it's not been easy being in a relationship with someone who fights depression and suicidal tendencies. She tells NBC's Today Show that she's been looking for ways to support her husband and finally learned she can't take responsibility for him getting better.
I keep reminding Michael that I'm not here to judge him. I'm here to support him. I'm here to love him. I'm here open arms, and I'm not going to shame him. I'm not going to say you can't feel that way.
USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There are two Americas now, folks. Texas is talking about Texit. Have you seen this? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Truth in reporting and radio, all based on my opinion. See, social media doesn't want my opinion on there, but ask me if I care. They can't shut us down. See, they tried this stuff before. That's why ham radio and all these other things were invented, to get around stuff. We got plenty of ways to get around these clowns, and we will. We will get around them. Let me give you some voter fraud stuff. Not that it matters because, you know, they've already stolen the election. It was a coup. But let me just give you a few things. Nationwide, 138,000 plus swing state votes cast from voters with residents in another state. Let's see. UPS, of course, witnesses backdating of these ballots and what have you. I'm just giving you a few of these. I'm just going down the line. Nationwide, 500 sworn affidavits and 11,000 reports of voter irregularities. In Nevada, 42,248 voters voted twice. Here's another Nevada one. 223,000 intractable mail-in ballots sent to wrong addresses. 6,000 illegal votes per the Nevada District Attorney. 3,000 instances of alleged voter fraud. This is not Nevada. Pennsylvania, 8,205 ballots were approved, mailed out, filled out, mailed back, and received on the same day. Pennsylvania, 32.6% of 1,706 sample received absentee ballots without their request. 65,026 ballots marked returned after November 3rd, despite Kathy Bochvar reporting 10,000. And I could go on, but the left wants you to believe this was a fair election because they got to get you to compete. They got to get you to come over to their way of thinking, because if you do that, then they win. Then it's all going to be good, right? They're going to treat you like one of the family. Don't believe them. There's a group of people that are running this country. They think they've gotten away with stuff, and we have an opportunity to teach them the lesson of a lifetime. Trump was part of it. He was phase one. We thought he would last 8 years. We thought we had 4 more years to prep, but we didn't, because they stole it right from under us. And now you're watching the game get played. Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, he just got kicked off Twitter, and now they're taking him out of the stores. talking to some guys. I've been referencing them because I'm dedicating this show to this trip that I took to Florida. I was busy, 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 lost my voice, a host of other things. But anyway, and one of my new friends said, I bought two pillows that I don't even need to support the guy. I told him, we're going to buy all our pillows from the MyPillow guy. Just because. See, that's what conservatives do. Don't buy. Let there be a pillow. Get the left wiping their butts with pillows. They become so cheap in the big box stores. And you just buy your pillows from Mike Lindell. How about that? Just like what we did with Hobby Lobby. Just like what we did with Chick-fil-A. When they came down on all these different companies for their religious beliefs. And we responded. We responded in a way that the left could never respond. When we boycotted Target, man, they came, please come back, man, please, give a brother a break with the transgender bathroom issue, right? The he-she bathrooms. Had anybody ever cared? Look, I don't go around looking for transsexuals or even cross-dressers for that matter. I don't really care where you go to the bathroom. They've been going to the bathroom for decades, but Target decided to make it an issue. Yeah, well, good for Target. And what did we do? We responded. We said, hey, Target, we don't like your attitude. You kowtown to people. You know what happened to Starbucks when they made all the racial issue? Oh, man, there's two black dudes up in Philadelphia. They didn't want to let them use the bathroom. This is Philadelphia, man. This wasn't like it was in Bodunk, East Tennessee, where there's a bunch of cowboys talk like this that don't let them colored people in here. This was Philadelphia. And black dudes are, man, they won't let us use the bathroom. By the way, policy they imposed for everybody. You think they set that policy up because it was black folks? They set the policy up because they got tired of all the transients, the homeless, coming in, camping out, not buying anything, using the facility, stinking up the joint, and then the regular people paying, going, man, you can't even sit in there. It's so funky. It's funkier than a fat man's drawers. I don't want to stay in there. And Starbucks goes, we're going to pass a policy. Let me tell you, every business on that, wherever that Starbucks was, every business on that strip mall, that strip area, wherever they were in Philadelphia, has the same policy. They lock their doors or you got to ask for a bathroom key. Everyone. But Starbucks goes, we're going to redo our policy and we're going to make everybody go through training, sensitivity training, you know, black, 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 black. It had nothing to do with, but not saying these guys were looked like they were homeless or whatever. They were, the people there were following the policy. No order, no use of our bathroom. I don't care how clean you look. And I would do the same thing. You're flushing our water. You're taking up our space. You're breathing my air. Get out of here. I don't care what color you are. We got to colorize it. Girl gets her, or thinks that a black dude's got her Apple phone. You guys see this story? I know y'all saw it because y'all got it from me. But I'm asking my audience, did you see this story? So the black girl's like, you're going to give me my phone. And she's fighting his brother, white chick, fighting his brother over his phone. And he's like, this is my phone, my phone. And when it's all said and done, it became racial, right? It wasn't racial at all. It was all about her thinking, the closest, I don't have my phone. She looked around, the closest person using a phone was a black dude. It could have been a Guatemalan midget, and she would have wrestled that little rascal to the ground and choked him out, tapped him out. But no, it had to be colorized. And if you think it's bad now, wait, my friends, until you, wait till this, you get a hold of this Kamala Harris, you know, oh, it's going to get uglier. It's going to get uglier. So now we got a whole new world. Whole new world. Let me give you, so there's a story about New York and the Wu flu. I'll get to that in a bit, but I want to talk about the Wu flu. This is a thing, I don't know if it's true. You guys found out for yourself. Northern Ireland, let's do some math. Population, 1.885 million. They've had 1,581 fatalities from the dreaded Wu flu, 0.08%. The number that have recovered, 5,934, 0.3%. 97% false positive test, No mention of underlying conditions. Why is the country locked down? Why is your business closed? Why aren't you fighting? That was from the data from the DOH as of the second week of January 2021. That was a thing on Northern Ireland. You can look it up to see if it's true. I don't know. But I wouldn't be shocked at all. Countries that aren't even registered. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you white people that's listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Do you think Africa is worried about shutting down its economy over the Wu flu? That's like Africans being worried about secondhand smoke. They look at America and go, only these stupid Americans do talk about things like secondhand smoke. I don't know if that was a good African accent. Probably not. But I am black. Here's the deal. They are saying, you guys are worried about the most idiotic stuff. You're going to shut your economy down over a virus that kills less than 0.01 in some cases, depending on what demographic you're in, but less than 0.1% of the overall population. And then when it does kill, it kills people 2 years past their expiration date, normally what they would live to. 80 years old is the average, is the age in which people die from Wu flu. Seriously? And then it gets even worse. You want to know why? Death by Wu flu. Dr. Gregory Michael, an obstetrician in private practice at Mount Sinai Medical Center in Miami Beach, got his dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech experimental mRNA COVID-19 vaccine on December the 18th of 2020. 16 days later, he dies of a cerebral hemorrhage, a.k.a. a stroke. Within 3 days of taking the shot, he developed symptoms of a severe autoimmune bleeding disorder, idiopathic thrombocytopenia. How do you say this? Who cares? Anyway, he dies. 56-year-old OBGYN was healthy when he received the vaccine and began exhibiting symptoms of bleeding under the skin within 72 hours and kaput. Do you think they're going to tell you this? I already went through in a previous show, previous broadcast, the number of people dying from this, and they won't tell you. No, it was an underlying condition. I think he had acne. Yeah, he had acne. That's what killed him. It was the acne. According to the Miami Herald, he died of a highly unusual clinical case of severe thrombocytopenia, a condition that decreases the body's ability to clot blood and stop internal breathing. It says, we are actively investigating the case, but we don't believe at this time there's any direct connection to the vaccine. You can bet if he died of a heart attack and COVID, they would say, it was COVID, because that's what they do. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Two Americas, one run by the elites where they get away with murder, literally. And then there's the one that's accountable, the one that's sane, that actually wants to prosecute criminals, that believes that no man is above the law and no man is below the law. We should treat people the same, fair. We should not judge people by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I don't believe in color blindness because I see all kinds of colors. I love it. I think the fact that America is an amalgam of all these different cultures and ethnicities and what have you is just an amazing thing for us. I embrace it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. This is just the radio portion. We do a lot of other stuff. Was down in Florida. We've got the school we're actually partnering with called G-Star. I challenge you to go look at their website. It's the most amazing charter school I've ever seen. And I'm proud to say the president of the company and I, we met of the organization, the school. He says, Kevin, we want to do all kinds of great things with you guys. So that's where we are, working with G-Star. We'll tell you more about it. Also, we kicked off the FlickFest.com. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you do decide to join the FlickFest, it's independent filmmakers, mostly shorts. There are some full-feature movies on there. We are putting Bleeding Blue on there as well, my film. But I really do want you to, if you decide to do something on the site, understand we are in our infancy. Even though I will tell you this, there is easily $4.99 a month worth of value on that site. We load, I'm going to say conservatively, an average of 4 new films a day. And that's gone up. We loaded 23 one day, just to give you an idea. But if you support what we're doing in moving pop culture back over to our side and getting that money away from the lefties, then this is where you might want to take a peek. Now, the site is available for all types of films. We encourage filmmakers of all political ilk, whatever types they want to get on there. What we want is good storytellers and good films. I don't care what your politics are. Get over there. But we have some people that go, well, it's not quite what I wanted. Well, what did you want? I told you exactly what it was. It's mostly indie films, great films, shorts. It isn't going to replace your Netflix if you got to have it. But some of these filmmakers make some really spectacular stuff. And they put a lot of effort in it, and I would challenge you to go be a part of it and reward the effort that somebody's putting in to change the culture in this country. Anyway, I want to talk about Dr. Fauci. Yeah, because he's a fraud. Fauci the fraud. Here's what the New York Post wrote about this clown. They said, Biden pledged to defend the truth and defeat the lies when he got inaugurated after the coup against Trump. And the guy writes, so let's start by being brutally honest about Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's been the source of some of the most damaging misinformation about COVID-19. At the very least, the nation's top infectious disease expert and chief medical advisor to Biden is loose with the facts, and he's prone to changing his mind. This is the man who dictated coronavirus policy in the Trump administration. If mistakes were made, as the Biden administration claims, they are fraudsies. Yet astonishingly, Fauci told CNN that a lack of candor from the Trump administration had cost American lives. If people's lives were really at stake last year, why did he wait until now to tell us? Chalk it up to another convenient fib from a habitual fibber who has deceived us on everything from mask to herd immunity. Now, it's only fitting, quite frankly, that Fauci go partner with Biden, two pathological liars that know nothing about the things that they say. Fauci, look, he's got his degree in, I'll get it out. He's a medical doctor, but as one of the guys who's a practicing virologist, epidemiologist said, Fauci couldn't fill a thimble with what he knows about virology or epidemiology. You and I know more. You want to know why I know more? Because I know this. If a disease kills 0.1% of the people, I'm not shutting down the economy. Every time there's, a kid at my school, at my son's school, another kid's got the Wu flu. And I go, yeah, well, call me when one of them dies. Because they're not dying, thankfully. And that's good. Yeah, I mean, I'm not wishing any of them does, but I'm just saying, disease is not killing the kids and you're shutting schools. I don't feel safe going to the schools. That's what the teacher's saying. I don't feel safe. But what's going to make you feel safe? You know, when nobody gets the cold or the flu or whatever. Look, we roll the dice when we go anywhere in public. I've been rolling the dice for over 5 decades. What are you talking about? And by the way, I got the old dreaded Wu flu. And if you treat it like a flu, it'll kick your butt. But if you know what you've got, I took a Z-Pack. I was better in 3 hours. Everybody's like, Kevin, that's for bacterial disease. I don't know what it's for. But here's what I do know. It whooped the Wu flu's butt with some serious kung fu. and I was better in 3 hours. The next day I got up, all the symptoms I had, gone. Gone. I mean, it was gone within hours. I didn't even need to take the rest of the series of Z-Pack I took. Anyway, the guy says this. Even if you decide that these are not lies, but lapses of judgment by Fraudchi, they have potentially lethal consequences. Take, for instance, Fraudchi's serenity back on January 21st when he assured us that the virus convulsing China at the time is not something the citizens of the United States should be worried about. Now, Fraudchi, so sure of himself that he backslides on every single thing that he said. Listen to him before and after. And now guess what this sucker is telling us? He's saying there's a new strain and it's more deadly. And here's the New York Post wrote this story. Dr. Fauci warned the new data suggests that the strain of COVID-19 that first emerged in the United Kingdom could be deadlier. We need to assume now that what has been circulating in the UK does have an increase in virulence, meaning the power of the virus to cause more damage, including death. So we have the numbers, we have the statistics, we have the science, as the Democrats like to say. And here's Fauci going, well, even though it's not killing as many people as I thought that it was, well, it's still got the potential to kill people. So therefore, it is more virulent in my assessment. That is until the next time we talk, and then I will tell you that it is less virulent. Because that is the way I do things. I give you both sides of the story, never committing really to one side or the other, and then dismissing what I said previously. Now, what did I just say? This is what he went on to say. By the way, the average death rate among 60-year-olds in the UK has been about 10 per 10,000. I want to break this down for you. That means it's 1 in 1,000. That means it is 0.1 per 100, which means it is 0.1%. Now, I want you to just understand how they wrote it. It's 10 per 10,000. But get this. But the new strain, there's been around 13 or 14 deaths in the same population. So it's gone from 0.1% to, worst case, 0.14%. Therefore, it is much more virulent. Let me put it to you this way, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You got a better chance of getting run over in the freeway, even if you're not playing in the freeway, than dying from this stupid disease. And then Fauci says, we want to look at the data ourselves, but we have every reason to believe them. They're a very competent group. The UK strain. Now, see, we've gone from the Chinese strain that we could never say, don't call it the Wu flu, don't call it the China virus, let's call it COVID-19. But now when it comes from Europe, we've got the European strain, right? The UK strain has been confirmed in at least 22 states, according to the CDC. You know, the same CDC that has gotten everything wrong. Fauci said that the available COVID-19 vaccines appear to still be effective against the variant, though he admits there may be very minor diminution in protection, meaning it may not protect you quite as much as we thought. And, did I mention people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com? The shot could kill you. It has a better chance of killing you than the disease. But if it doesn't kill you, it might protect you just a little less against the UK strain of the disease, says Dr. Fauci. It's unbelievable. We give these clowns so much clout with their awards and, oh, let's give him name a street after him. He's a clown. Fraudy is.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.